And welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for April 1998, issue number 157. I'm Fred Vobey in the studios of Great Northern Broadcast Company. If you'd like to subscribe to the DX Audio Service and live in the United States, the cost is $25. To members in Canada, the subscription is $28. To Mexico and the Caribbean, $32. And to Europe and elsewhere, it's $38. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail. You keep the cassettes. And if you'd like to subscribe, make your checks payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio 45802-5031. If you have any questions, you can reach me at 419-228-4199. However, allow a few days for a return call if I'm not in. The fax number is 419-221-1609, and the members' action line is 419-224-1609. All right. Now, if you're on the internet, you can also email me at w8hdu@wlio.com. And don't forget, if you are a member and you'd like to join our email reflector, you can send a message to dxas-request@wlio.com. That's dxas-request@wlio.com. And put in the body of the message the words subscribe, DXAS. Well, Potter, you know you're getting old when you can't even count. Here, let's make a little correction here. If you looked at the label of your cassette for March, it was labeled number 154. Well, that should have been number 156. However, this is April, and we're celebrating another anniversary of the DX Audio Service. We started the magazine April of 1985, back when I was in Westland, Michigan, working for WHND 560 and WMJC 94.7. So here we are, another anniversary. Hot darn. Hey, and also, let's bring up the subject of the convention. We've had a couple people ask about that. Yes, the National Radio Club Convention is going to be held in San Antonio, Texas, hosted by DX Audio Service member Dale Hamm over Labor Day weekend. So start booking your rooms, your travel, and get your stuff together, because it's going to be a fantastic convention. I think Dale is doing one heck of a job of setting up some different things. Let's just touch on a few things here. First of all, the hotel for the convention is going to be the Best Western Oak Hills in San Antonio, Texas. They have a toll-free number. It's direct to the hotel anywhere in the United States, and that is 1-800-468-3507, and they can be reached 7 days a week until 5 p.m. Room rates are $52 for singles, $57 for doubles. That's two beds, and includes breakfast buffet each morning. Okay, Bowker, we're going to go down there and have ourselves a good stuff out. Fridays from 2 until 4, we will have available a van, which will take those interested to WOAI for a tour and to other stations in the area if there are interests. There is a hotel shuttle for the airport, and we just had this piece of information passed to us by Dale that Southwest Air has a special rate for DX Audio Service members. You get 10% off your fare by booking with Southwest Air. August 1st through September 9th are the fly dates, and you can book this anytime between now and August the 29th. When booking your fare, use code number S0098. That's S0098. And book with Southwest Air at 1-800-433-5368. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8:30 to 5:30. Well, enough on the convention. We've got a fully packed magazine, so let me jump in with some of our regular columns, and then we'll be back with more convention information. Right now, here's Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. Three editions of the Switch make up this month's column here on the audio service. We'll start with reference 427 and a lot of call letter changes. On 620, KBZB Grand Junction, Colorado becomes KKGM. 650, WKKQ in Nashwauk, Minnesota changing to WNMT. On 660 WHOZ, Fairhope, Alabama becomes WDLT. 790 KOQO, Clovis, California changing to KOOR. On 920 WTTM, Trenton, New Jersey becomes WCHR. 1070 WZBZ, Plattsburgh, New York changing to WDOT. 1190 KXBT in Vallejo, California becomes KDIA. That change also affects the call on 1640, their expanded band station. 1230 WBZA, Glens Falls, New York becomes WMML. 1270 KNWZ, Thousand Palms, California changing to KXPS. 1300 KROP, Brawley, California becomes KKSC. 1310 KDIA in Oakland, California becomes KMKY, as in K Mickey. 1330 WYPC, Wellston, Ohio changing to WJTD. 1340 KIST, Santa Barbara, California becomes KLDZ. 1350 KRHD Duncan, Oklahoma changing to KKEN. 1370 KKSJ San Jose, California to KZSF. Also 1370 KKNG Holdenville, Oklahoma to KTLS. 1380 WKBQ St. Louis, Missouri to KKWK. Also 1380 KSWO in Lawton, Oklahoma changing to KXCA. And KJUS in Beaumont, Texas changing to KWBK. 1410 WSTL South Glens Falls, New York becomes WBZA. 1460 WCMB Harrisburg, Pennsylvania to WWKL. 1490 WEFG Whitehall, Michigan to WUBR. 1550 KRGO West Valley City, Utah to KMRI. And on 1570 WQAI in Fernandina Beach, Florida becomes WYHI. Many new stations were granted, include one that is not an X-band station, 1400 new station in Casper, Wyoming, will be 1,000 watts day and night non-directional. All the rest of these are X-band stations. They will all be 10,000 daytime, 1,000 night with a non-directional antenna on 1620 in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, 1630 in Fort Worth, Texas, 1640 in Sussex, Wisconsin, 1650 in Atlanta, Georgia, 1660 in Canavanas, Puerto Rico, 1660 West Fargo, North Dakota, 1670 Warner Robins, Georgia, 1690 Johnson City, Illinois, 1690 Lexington Park, Maryland, 1690 Charlotte Amalie, Virgin Islands, and on 1700 Sherman, Texas. One application from an existing facility that still has us scratching our heads on 1250 WOFR in Washington Courthouse, Ohio, appears to have applied to move to 700 kilohertz and city of license to Henderson, North Carolina. Now, we laughed when we first saw this obvious error in several information sources, but we're startled to see that this also appears this way in the FCC's online database. Obviously, there's more coming on this, so we'll let you know when we find out exactly what the story is. And under otherness, on 730 WJTO in Bath, Maine, this silent station is back on the air. Bob Bittner, the owner of the station, also a member of the National Radio Club, tells us that the ice storm kept the station off for only 3 days. 820 WXTR in Frederick, Maryland, several reports have surfaced on the Internet claiming that this station has changed calls to WXEG. Well, there's an FM station in Ohio that doesn't know about it because their call is WXEG. Actually, this was bogus information, as unfortunately happens from time to time on the Internet postings. So if that reached you, disregard it. WXTR in Frederick, Maryland still is WXTR. 870 WLAM in Gorham, Maine. This silent station returned to the air after 7 days due to the ice storm. 990 CKGM Montreal, Ontario is now relaying CJAD until CJAD's 800 transmitter can be rebuilt. As you know, last month we told you CJAD was in temporary operation on 1410, but that didn't provide sufficient coverage in the metro, so it continues to operate 1410 in addition to 990. They expect to return to 800 by this summer, by the way. 1190 WANN, Annapolis, Maryland. This station is now back on the air, relaying the programming from WUST, the 1120 station in D.C. On 1220 WGNY in Newburgh, New York, their construction permit to move to 1200 kilohertz has been dismissed by the FCC. Seems WGNY asked for an extension on this construction permit 9 times. The FCC finally said enough and canceled the CP. Strange part is WGNY had already moved to 1200 and had operated here for several months, but for some reason kept asking for CP extensions. They have now moved back to 1220. The construction permit for 1200 is no more. 1230 WJNA in West Palm Beach, Florida, has a synchronous transmitter being tested now in Pompano Beach. May be on the air full time by the time this reaches you. 1280 WSQV, Berwick, Pennsylvania, is silent. 1340 KIDS, Springfield, Missouri, is silent. 1340 WAAH, Wilmington, North Carolina, also silent. On 1360 KTOF, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, this station is now relaying the programming of KWOF 850 in Waterloo. 1360 WKYO, Cairo, Michigan, this silent station has returned to the air. 1410 KGNN, Cuba, Missouri, license canceled, call deleted. 1450 WFXX, South Williamsport, Pennsylvania, same thing, the license has been canceled and the call deleted. 1520 WTLM, Opelika, Alabama, this silent station has returned to the air. 1540 WIFM, Elkin, North Carolina, license canceled, the call, and this has not been deleted, however, since it's still in use on their FM station. They're simply leaving the AM band. 1590 WGYJ, Atmore, Alabama. This station is silent for good. They have moved to 1620, where their new X-band station, WPHG, has taken up their programming. This is the first station to suspend operation of their old frequency when moving to the X-band. And on 1600, WOHZ, Wheeling, West Virginia, has gone silent. Moving to reference number 428, there were no call letter changes, but two more X-band stations were granted on 1660 in Brigham City, Utah, and on 1700 in Brownsville, Texas. One application of interest from an existing station on 1560 WGLB in Port Washington, Wisconsin, would like to move their city of license to Elm Grove, Wisconsin. Under otherness on 1620 KZTY in Winchester, Nevada. Now, I know you've never heard this station because it's a construction permit for a new station that was never built. The CP has been around for many, many years. It has now been sold to the owners of KSBN, the 1230 station in Spokane, Washington. And they expect to finally put this station on the air. 750 WMXH in Oliphant, Pennsylvania has gone silent. 910 WYLI, Marietta, Ohio is silent. And on 1490 KOKC, Guthrie, Oklahoma is silent. 1620 KZIZ, Renton, Washington, this new X-band station now on the air as the X-band gets fuller and fuller. Finally, moving to 429 with more call letter changes on 570 KISN, Salt Lake City, Utah becomes KNRS. 900 WSSR, Georgetown, Delaware changing to WJWL. Their old call comes back. 920 WBBB, Burlington, North Carolina becomes WPCM. On 1010, KPSL, Thousand Palms, California, changing to KNWZ. 1150, KKEY, Portland, Oregon, becomes KKGT. On 1290, WZOD, Colonial Heights, Virginia, a suburb of Richmond, they become WDZY. 1360, WIXZ, McKeesport, Pennsylvania, suburb of Pittsburgh, they become WPTT. 1480, KMRT, Dallas, Texas, changing to KDXX. 1550 WICS in Hastings, Nebraska becomes KMEM. And some new X-band stations getting calls. On 1620, Auburn, California will be KSMH. 1650 WAWT, that sequentially assigned call in Portsmouth, Virginia, won't get on the air. Their call will be WHKT. And two on 1660, new station in Marco Island, Florida will be WMIB. And the new X-band station in West Fargo, North Dakota will be KQJD. One grant of interest on 570 CJEM in Edmundston, New Brunswick. They're moving to FM. They'll be on 92.7 and will leave the AM band when that transmitter is on the air. And under otherness on 860 KPAM, Troutdale, Oregon, this new station is on the air. 1410 WIQR in Prattville, Alabama. This silent station has returned to the air. And at the same time, 1450 WDLK in Dadeville, Alabama has returned to the air also, relaying the programming from WIQR 1410. 1450 KFHC in Canmore, Alberta. Their construction permit for 106.5 is on the air. They have now left the AM band. And on 1530 WOBS, Jacksonville, Florida, just made it under the one-year lose-it-or-use-it deadline. They've returned to the air. And that will do it for another edition of AM Switch from snowbound northern Ohio. We'll see you next month with the April tape, when hopefully it will be a little bit warmer. Now here's someone who lives where it's always a little bit warmer. Here's John Bowker.
Well, thanks again, Jerry. Kind of nice down here in the wintertime when there aren't any tornadoes around. Let me assure you, oh boy. Hey, hello, everybody. I want to start by acknowledging once again the tape I received this past month from Dale Hamm. Dale was up in Las Vegas and did a nice job picking up some new material for us up there. Thanks, Dale. Of course, Dale Hamm, you know, is going to be our host at San Antonio for the National Radio Club Convention this coming Labor Day weekend. And as time goes by, we'll be telling you more about it. But gee, I hope you're making your plans to be there, because that's going to be one big convention. Well, anyway, today we're going to do our best to finish up the tour of the western half of the United States, a tour with our radio dial set to 1470. Now, let's see, last month at this time, we left off, in Flint, Michigan, and I promised we would start things off in Kalamazoo. So, true to my word, here we go on the April 1998 DX Audio Service Travelogue. What do you say we start back about 8 years ago?
All right! 7 o'clock at WYYY Kalamazoo. Good evening, I'm J.B. McKay for Phil Britton, and this tune always gets my motor running.
Hockey is a big sport up in Michigan, too.
At the home of the Stanley Cup Finals, WQSN Kalamazoo.
One-on-one sports flash.
Will the Strawberry and the Big Apple be a better mix this time? Hello, everybody. I'm Michael Golnick, and here's what's happening.
Well, so now we're up to date in southwest Michigan. That means it's time to drop down into Indiana at 1470 on our dial.
Repeated in cities from coast to coast yesterday, hundreds of people from 64 countries took an oath in Seattle to become U.S. citizens.
Oh, welcome to our happy home as we move to the west next.
This is WMPP Radio, East Chicago Heights, the exclusive home of the National Black Network News and the metropolitan Chicago and Gary area.
And then without moving a finger, they changed call letters and their city of license.
If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat of the good of the land. You're listening to the all-new AM 1470, WMPP, Fort Heights, Chicago, where we are committed to the spirit of excellence.
And the most recent change in setting out to winning Chicago for Jesus. Okay, let's move downstate now, which really means that we're not in downtown Chicago anymore.
Boy, you could probably take that trolley to preview the auction tonight.
Downtown at the Illinois Antique Center, right?
Yeah.
This is your radio home for St. Louis Cardinal baseball tonight.
WMBT.
Good morning. It's still cool. We have
have 65 degrees in Peoria, a minute after 9 o'clock, and WNBD meteorologist Mike Spiel says the clouds we have this morning will turn to sunshine.
And northward we go at 1470 in our radio car to the home of a major appliance manufacturer.
Big brass sound of size enter on AM 1470 WBKV West Bend, part of Big Band Sunday. More coming up in the next hour. It's 9 o'clock.
AP Network News. I'm Nancy Lyons. Despite a leaky thruster, astronauts aboard Discovery are still hoping they can make a close approach to the Russian space station Mir.
Hey, that's interesting. Do you know, they usually say the word troubled before they say the word Mir, you know, aboard the troubled Mir spacecraft. I don't know. Let's go on into Minnesota now.
It's 4 o'clock and you're tuned to KANO 1470 Anoka, your AM alternative. Light rain throughout the metro, cloudy skies, temperature 46 degrees, and yes, it is news time.
Okay, over toward the capital city.
Clock at KBCW, Brooklyn Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
The Diablo Motors had a hell of a sale downtown yesterday.
Okay, let's head south to the Hawkeye State.
Service with the latest news, weather, and sports. KWSL, Sioux City.
Okay, and from the western edge of Iowa, we move to the east central part of the state.
This is AM 1470, KWAY, Waverly, Iowa.
CNN Radio News. I'm Ed McCarthy. On the day Centennial Olympic Park reopened from a bombing, the man who was labeled a hero is now being looked at as a prime suspect.
Oh boy, that was a rush to judgment if I ever heard one, right? Well, we go to a Missouri station next that's 30 miles from Arkansas and Tennessee and Kentucky.
From 1470 in Malden, Missouri, this is KTCB Information Radio News.
And we head next closer to the sun.
That's going to wrap up the Women's Sports Report. Jerry Overton.
AZ.
You're listening to Prime Sports here in the zone weekdays at 5 on Sports Radio 1470. KLCL Lake Charles.
Network News, this is Heather Fraley. New information about the mass suicide in Rancho Santa Fe, California continues to be made available.
And with careening tires now, we swing to the west.
Today's hot hit country, KGRI, KWRD, Henderson, Kilgore.
And July 20th, T.G. Shepherd was born on this date in 1944. What's that make him? 51, something like that. So a happy birthday to T.G.
Okay, and a couple of hours west along I-10 from San Antonio, again, the site of the 1998 National Radio Club Convention, here we find ourselves in Abilene, Texas.
We're your home for the Abilene Prairie Dogs in their inaugural season in 1995. We're KNTS, 1470 AM, Abilene.
CBS News, this is David Jackson. Peacekeeper hostages come home, at least some do, to UN headquarters in Zagreb, Croatia.
And not far from Amarillo, up in the panhandle.
Sioux State Network News. I'm Jim White.
That's a little tough. That was KDHN in Dimmitt, Texas, just as I say, just south and a little bit west of Amarillo, Texas.
And here's the voice of Garvin County, Oklahoma.
And it's 12 noon at KVLH KJOK Paul's Valley. You're Garvin County and done now for Paul Harvey's new news and comment. Brought to you this afternoon as a service of the State Bank of Winniewood, Hinkle Printing, Tyler Furniture, and Valley Body Shop.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Makes you wonder what she was going to say. I couldn't make out head nor tail. Well, let's go way up to the northeast corner of Oklahoma.
Mark Chestnut, number 11 on the top 20 this week. You're listening to 96.1 FM, 1470 AM, KITO, serving Bonita, Girard, Colcord, and Saginaw. 901. Golly gracious, I don't know what I'm, well, I know what I'm doing. I'm pushing the wrong buttons, that's what I'm doing. Because that didn't sound even a little bit like this.
Anybody who's ever been in broadcasting won't be laughing at that. How many mistakes have we made? Oh, boy. Well, here's the first of two 1470 stations in the state of Kansas.
Another LS radio station, 1470 KYUU, Liberal.
From ABC News, I'm Jim Bennett. This is the day when some football fans get delirious.
Super Bowl, baby! The Super Bowl!
And others cry in their beer.
Well, not too thrilled.
Okay, and over in Atchison, Kansas?
Here, Radio, your sole provider. It's currently 12 o'clock noon on this Sunday afternoon. I'm Rachel Bax with you. This is Care Radio, KERE 1470 in Atchison, where it's currently 80 degrees.
NBC Radio News, I'm Bill Gormley. A 1-2 jolt for residents of Southern California, a major earthquake measuring 7.4.
Oh, boy. Now we go north into Fred Vobey Homeland Territory.
Hear what you say about
us. You've got the best country in the country on 1470 Radio, KHND in Harvey.
CNN Radio News. Good morning. I'm David Hall.
And on the eastern side of Wyoming,
KKTY Douglas. I'm Randy Logan, and the news is next.
CNN Radio News, I'm Paula Lynn. The Olympic Games continue in the spirit of courage despite heavy hearts and some trepidation.
I guess we know what that was about in Atlanta, don't we? Well, now comes a station in a lovely town, and this town was just ripped apart a couple of decades ago by a flash flood up in the Rocky Mountains, but it's been all rebuilt, and it's just a wonderful place to be. Just beautiful.
Voted Colorado's best small market radio station, we're KRKI, Estes Park.
3 o'clock at K-Rocky. Good afternoon. I'm David Zapp. This is Huey Lewis and the News on K-Rocky, Colorado's best small market radio station.
And nestled down almost on the Mexican border of Arizona.
Your station for the original is 24 hours a day. 1470 KMFI Sierra Vista.
From ABC News, I'm John Belmont. The French say the Paris Economic Summit is going so well, it'll end ahead of schedule.
Now let's go into California.
KUTY Palmdale Lancaster. Full service news brought to you by Cleves Automotive Radiator and Machine Shop. Here's Kurt Davis.
Now this next one is certainly in an isolated area of the Diablo Mountain Range.
Music for the West Valley. It's great KFO country. AM 1470.
KFO, Coalinga, Lemoore, Hanford, great KFO country.
Sure, Hanford, it's over 40 miles from there. Okay, let's cross the border and go up into Oregon.
K-Dune Radio, KDUN, Reedsport, Scottsburg.
CNN Radio News.
Okay, the next station IDs as Centralia Chehalis on 1 hour, and then I swear it goes to Chehalis Centralia the next.
Oh, I can't wait to see what the idea is on this hour.
With 4:16 left in the game, 97-82 the score, Sonics by 15 on the Sonics Broadcasting Network. You're in tune with Seattle Supersonic Basketball, KELA, Centralia, Chehalis. Welcome back. You made it back to the Palace in Auburn Hills, Michigan. You know, they're averaging 20,000 a game here in Detroit.
Oh, boy. Let's go out in the middle of Washington State. This is where they give pilot training on the 747s.
Well, good morning. It is 11:59 at KBSN. Moses Lank, your first choice for news and information. Thanks for tuning in to the Dolans. Now stay tuned for the noon hour, news hour, here on KBSN Moses Lank. It is 12 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Nahn. President Bush says the U.S. has the right to use force, if necessary, to force Saddam Hussein to comply with international inspection demands.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a fun part of the country, I can tell you firsthand. And next month, we'll take you for a ride across this beautiful land, listening to stations that broadcast at 1480 on the dial. So you be sure to stay tuned. And here's Fred.
Thanks, John. And from Wayne Heinen, he's looking for information to update the National Radio Club's AM radio log. If you have any information on these stations, please pass them on to us here at the DX Audio Service or write to him via email at nrclog@aol.com. That's National Radio Club Log, nrclog@aol.com. In Arkansas, KWAK 1240, the current format and network affiliation. In California, KDAC 1230 and KUKI 1400. Are these two stations still a parallel operation? If not, what's going on there? KSTN 1420, the current format and network affiliation. In Florida, WLVT 640, the current format and network affiliation. Also, WJNO 1040, is that still all news and talk? And what about network affiliation? WAMT 1060, the current format and network affiliation. And WJNA 1230, when not parallel to the WJNO format, what are they doing? In Hawaii, KWAI 1080 and KISA 1540, are these two stations still a parallel operation? If not, what are they doing? In Indiana, WGLL 1570, the current format and network affiliation, and are they still parallel to WGL 1250 or the FM at 102.3? In Kansas, WIBW 580, the current format and network affiliation. In Kentucky, WHLN 1410, the current format and network affiliation. And WBOB 1160, we need a new address for that station. In Maine, WALZ 1400, are they on or off the air? The license was deleted, but petitioner to reconsider was filed. Let us know about that station. In Maryland, WASA 1310, are they still parallel to WWLG 1360 with nostalgia full-time? In Michigan, WKAR 870, the current format and network affiliation. WIAN 1240, current format and network affiliation. And WDMJ 1320, current format and network affiliation. In Minnesota, KMFX 1190, are they still parallel to KNFX at 970? If not, what are they doing? In Missouri, KHAD 1190, what are they doing? Are they still country and western? Give us all the information on that. In New Jersey, WJDM 1530, is this station still on the air? In North Carolina, WKRE 1060, we need a new address for that station. In Ohio, WJTB 1040, the current format and network affiliation. In Oregon, KLLU 1030, the current format and network affiliation. In Pennsylvania, WKQV 1550, we need a mailing address on that one. In Virginia, WVLR 880, the current format and network affiliation. WJWS 1370, current format and network affiliation. And WINC 1400, current format and network affiliation. In Washington, KJOX 980, the current format and network affiliation. And in Wisconsin or Minnesota, however you want to look at it, WDGY 630. Need an address
for this station. And now here's Bruce Conti with a look at what's happening on the international scene.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti. This month, checking out the Radio Shack Optimus Tuned RF AM FM TV Extended Range Portable Receiver, or catalog number 12604 for short, the receiver that Fred introduced last month with Dr. Bruce Elving. This receiver is unique in that it covers all VHF and UHF television channels 2 through 69. So for something completely different, a television band scan to give you an idea of what this receiver's capabilities are. Keep in mind that this is not the best time of year for TV DXing, which typically peaks during the warm weather months. Also, all reception was done using the stock telescopic whip antenna. The receiver does have screw terminal hookups for FM VHF and UHF 75 and 300 ohm antennas, along with a hookup up for an AM wire. Let's get started with VHF television. On Channel 2, the PBS affiliate in Boston, WGBH. On Channel 3, CBS in Hartford, Connecticut, WFSB. Channel 4 is CBS in Boston, WBZ. Channel 5 is ABC in Boston, WCVB. Channel 6 serves Rhode Island and southeastern Massachusetts with ABC, WLNE, New Bedford, Providence. On Channel 7, NBC for Boston, WHDH. On Channel 8, WMTW with ABC, licensed to Portland, Maine, but broadcasting from the top of Mount Washington, New Hampshire. Channel 9 is ABC and Fox WMUR, Manchester, New Hampshire. On Channel 10, NBC for Rhode Island, WJAR, Providence. Channel 11 is PBS in New Hampshire, WENH, Durham. And on Channel 12, CBS for Rhode Island, WPRI, Providence.
I'm Steve Bass, Vice President and Manager of GBH Television. March is Member Month on WGBH. It's a time when we're asking you to join the over 200,000 households who are already part of the WGBH family. To become a member, all you have to do is to pick up your phone, dial 492-1111, and give the volunteer operator your name, address, and the amount of your pledge.
WBZ4.
The $5 million jackpot tonight on Channel 5. WCBB-TV Boston. Now, this is News Center 5. Coverage you can count on.
Now at 6, a grim recovery in Mashpee. Police find the body of a man apparently drowned when his boat capsized. The Connecticut lottery tragedy touches the South Shore. A Marshfield family is in mourning. Voters head to the polls in Arlington. The question, how much to spend on local schools. And treasures from the sea, artifacts of a famous shipwreck.
For an all-new Saturday Night Live with guest host Scott Wolf and the music of Natalie Imbruglia. Your local news is next.
Coming up next on 7 News at 11.
They say he was not a monster. The parents of Connecticut's lottery gunman speak out. Plus, hear from the survivors of the shooting rampage.
Rescuers do all they can, but a father-son fishing trip ends in tragedy on Cape Cod.
It's a rare and endangered species. Scientists want to know what killed a blue whale off Rhode Island.
Also, oh dear, a shopping spree gets way out of control.
WHDH-TV Boston. This is 7 News at 11 on the news station.
Donna Fendrick tonight on Channel 8 News at 6 and 11.
As a result, the Primestar 500 scheduled for this afternoon has been delayed. They'll make it up tomorrow. You can see it on ESPN Live at 11 o'clock Eastern Time.
Coming to you from Manchester, you're watching New Hampshire's number one source for news. Next on News 9.
Is this the calm before the storm? Lots of precipitation to hit by this time tomorrow. We'll find out which kind. How long should our troops stay in Bosnia? A New Hampshire congressman is there and speaks with us tonight. And frightening details released involving white supremacists and a plot of terror.
Live from the WMUR Broadcast Center. This is New Hampshire's News 9 Tonight.
Network with 20,000 business leaders. Attend Business Expo. Sponsored by the Greater Providence Chamber of Commerce, the Providence Journal Bulletin, Fleet, and NBC 10.
There's a new leader in cable news.
There's a lot to tell you about.
A place that everyone watching television is talking about. A place with anchors you've known for years. The people of NBC News. We didn't invent cable news. We're reinventing it. MSNBC. When you really want to know. Catch the laughter. MASH, Tootsie and God. A tribute to Larry Gelbart.
Saturday, March 14th at 7:30 on NHPTV. From the Broadcast Center at the University of New Hampshire, this is New Hampshire Public Television.
When the story breaks and you need to know, 12 News.
To CBS, welcome home to Sunday night. It all begins with 60 Minutes, followed by Touched by an Angel. Then
VHF channels 2 through 12. On channel 13, I can typically pick up the low-power public access station in Nashua, New Hampshire, but nothing could be heard on the Optimus receiver at this time. Moving on to UHF, there's an unidentified ABC affiliate on channel 19. The first decent signal, which is what we'll start with, is picked up on channel 21, WNBU, Concord, New Hampshire, relaying WABU, channel 68, Boston. Channel 25 is Fox in Boston, WFXT. Channel 27 is the Spanish language Univision Network, WUNI, Worcester, Boston. On channel 38 is UPN in Boston, WSBK. Channel 44 is the other GBH, PBS in Boston, WGBX. Channel 50 is unaffiliated, WNDS, Derry, New Hampshire. The WB network is on channel 56, WLVI, Boston. Channel 60 is the Paxson paid programming station in New Hampshire, WPXB, Merrimack. And on channel 66, the home shopping network, WHSH, Marlboro, Boston.
From WABU-TV, this is Newsbreak 68.
Good evening, I'm Karen Moscow. It's coming up on 9 o'clock and 44 degrees. Here's what's happening. Boston Edison is expressing confidence that the Suffolk County Courthouse will be open for business on Monday. That's when the state Supreme Court expects to hear the appeals in the baby-killing case of British au pair Louise Woodward. An explosion in a transformer Friday forced a delay in the proceedings.
The weekend ends on a soggy note as a major spring storm bears down on us. Details right now on Fox 25 News at 10.
Now, this is Fox 25 News at 10.
He said that if
they didn't find out earlier that we would have been dead by now.
A very close call for students in Framingham. Dozens of children poisoned by carbon monoxide are thankful to be alive tonight.
You're watching WUNI Univision 27 Worcester, Boston. Usted está viendo WUNI Univision 27 Worcester, Boston.
Tonight on UPN 38 Prime News.
And I asked her, you know, what the hell is going on here? Basically, you can't leave a baby on the ground in these conditions. It was pretty cold this morning, still is.
Caught on tape, a Maine woman is under arrest after security cameras catch her trying to abandon her baby outside a Boston museum. The story next.
Live on UPN 38 Prime.
If you'd like to earn college credit while watching this television series, contact Bunker Hill Community College, Mount Wachusett Community College, the New England Banking Institute, North Shore Community College, Quincy College, or University of Massachusetts Lowell. Stay tuned for Blue Suede Shoes, Ballet Rocks, next here on GBH 44.
Of New England, WNDS Derry.
Buffy's first boyfriend returns.
You were my giant fifth grade crush.
But his desires have an evil twist.
I'm offering you a trade. You make me a vampire, and I'll give you the Slayer.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Then on Dawson's Creek, an unexpected visitor shakes up Cape Side.
You kissed him? It was a goodbye kiss.
And life turns upside down. An all-new Dawson's Creek.
Tuesday at 8 on Boston's WB 56.
You're watching NTV on WPXB, TV 60 Boston, a service of Paxson Communications Corporation.
Watching Silver King Television in Boston, WHSH-TV, Channel 66, Marlboro.
And that's how TV sounds on the Optimus 12604 receiver from Radio Shack. More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s, and good DX.
Thanks, Bruce. And now here's Jerry Starr with an AM Switch sidebar.
Hi, this is Jerry Starr with an AM Switch sidebar. Let's take a look at some of the issues on the X-band that were sort of up in the air that have now been clarified, and we can pass them along to you. Recent article in M Street Journal has clarified some of our questions on the FCC's X-band regulations. Licensees cannot split ownership by selling either the primary or expanded band station. And within 5 years of the expanded band CP being issued, they must surrender the license of one of these stations. They can surrender either the primary frequency license or the X-band license. The two recent examples where it appeared that an X-band operation had been sold were actually both LMAs, Limited Marketing Agreement. WJDM 1530 and WNMA 1210 are still the licensees of the stations on 1660 and 1700, respectively. They have only made agreements to lease their X-band stations to other operators while retaining the license. Now, in both cases, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in 5 years, especially if the primary frequency stations and the leased X-band stations are both successful and profitable operations. We'll have to wait and see on that. As for calls, the FCC will automatically issue a separate call to each X-band station when it is granted. We've already covered some of those calls, but the grantee may request the same call for both stations if he wants, or may request a separate discrete call for the X-band station. As the X-band continues to fill up with new operations, more questions will come up. If and when they do, we'll try to find the answers for you. And now this message from your local announcer.
Thank you very much, Mr. Starr. The United States Attorney for the Middle District of Florida announced today the return of a criminal conviction in connection with violations of federal communications laws as a result of unlicensed radio broadcasts by Arthur Lonnie Cobrays. Cobrays, age 53 of Lutz, was charged in a 14-count indictment with operating a radio station without a license in violation of Title 47, United States Code, Section 301 and 501. The jury found
found the defendant guilty on all counts. The statutory maximum penalty for violations of Section 301 and 501 is 2 years imprisonment and a fine of up to $250,000 per count. Such penalties may be cumulative, resulting in a maximum term of imprisonment of 28 years and a fine of up to $3.5 million. In addition, the United States government has also recently successfully concluded a civil action against Cobres, in which his equipment used to conduct the broadcast was ordered forfeited to the United States government, pursuant to Title 47, United States Code, Section 510. And with that, let's switch over to side two of this cassette. Otherwise, you're going to be listening to nothing.
K-O-B, Albuquerque, Radio 77.